I'm Elvis Meneyese. A festival aimed at amplifying black music and artists returns to Charlotte. The annual Black Notes Project will make its second appearance this year, celebrating jazz music. The event will feature the Sainted Trap Choir, a local group known for its southern gospel sounds and ability to blend different genres. I recently attended the choir's rehearsal ahead of their performance Saturday night. Over a dozen singers and dancers sit in a circle inside a church in Uptown. They pay close attention to Charlotte native Dennis Reed, who coaches sitting in front of a piano.
Good, just lean in on the dissonance, right?
Reed is one of the founders of the Sainted Trap Choir. The choir blends seven gospel sounds with trap music, a subgenre of hip-hop music that includes heavy bass and fast-paced rhythms. The group was founded about 5 years ago and was inspired by Reed's upbringing in church, a place where he was directing choirs by the age of nine. It's something he picked up from a local pastor.
I was curious as to, could I take what I've been doing all these years and put it to hip-hop sounds? And so since doing that, it became something far greater than that. It became a community where people could come together and, yes, not only create, you know, sounds that move the soul, but also a safe space for everybody to just be themselves.
Over the next few years, the choir went on to deliver stellar performances on shows like America's Got Talent and perform in front of millions in last year's Super Bowl match. Sainted Trap Choir typically consists of about 25 members, but this weekend, about half will be on stage, with the others expected to be in the crowd cheering and supporting. Reed says watching and listening to the choir presents an opportunity for people to be exposed to a full spectrum of black music.
Sainted is just basically an outward expression of black culture. So everything black. So you're going to get the gospel, you're going to get R&B, you're going to get hip hop, anything that you could basically hear at your auntie's cookout. That's what Sainted is. And now you can add jazz to that as well.
This is the first time the choir will be blending their work to incorporate jazz music. Their performance will recognize black songwriters and jazz artists such as Ella Fitzgerald, who won 13 Grammy Awards over her 60-year career. Her music is expected to be recognized alongside renowned New Orleans trumpet player Louis Armstrong. Saturday's show, titled The Evolution of Jazz, is curated by Amy Carlton, one of the co-founders of the Black Notes Project. Carlton says she hopes the show will inspire those in the crowd who are not familiar with some of jazz's finest performers to become acquainted.
That they will then want to go back and listen to those original records and experience them and say, oh, wow, like, look at how a group like Sainted Trap Choir was able to rearrange these songs and put their own, you know, personality, their own stylistic attributes on it.
In the corner of the room, DJ Fannie Mae watches along. Mae, a Raleigh native, is the other founder of the Sainted Trap Choir. Mae has meshed a range of music from hip-hop artists like Lauryn Hill, the group Outkast, and R&B artist Victoria Monet. Mae, who's also Charlotte FC's official DJ, says jazz is a complex genre that can change in a heartbeat. That complexity, she says, has been one of the biggest challenges she's recently faced, especially when attempting to reinterpret the art form while aiming to honor jazz artists such as Fitzgerald and Dizzy Gillespie.
You don't want to say, oh, we're doing a jazz show, and then we don't really pay homage to the ancestors, you know, to those who were the ones who got famous and made the genre what it is. So I think that's when the most challenging thing is to really want to preserve the legacy of jazz music while reinterpreting jazz music in our own sainted way.
Sainted Trap Choir's performance will take place on Saturday at the Knife Theatre in Uptown. For WFA News, I'm Elvis Meneyese.